Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
The Kenai City Council adopted a resolution granting sewer system and street improvement exceptions to municipal code for King Cove subdivision. A preliminary plat was reviewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission and recommended approval subject to certain conditions. Interim Planning Director Max Best tells the Kenai City Council that those certain conditions included...
There's an exception being requested for the sewer extension. The road exception is from the unnamed court going north to Pearson Avenue and then easterly along Pearson Avenue that borders the subdivision. That is what the two exceptions are for.
Best addresses concerns about an on-site wastewater system.
That was a question that we had at the Planning Commission, was the developable suitability, if you will, for septics, water, and on-site development of that property. It's considered a Lakebed 6, which is a forested area with a highly variable water table. And I believe if you go through the engineering analysis, which is proposed for this, for development of that area, you will have either engineered bed systems with mounded wells and, you know, suggestions of no, and I think through our building inspector, we could probably encourage people not to have basements. It'd be a crawl space situation. So the development can be a little tricky in that Lakebed 6, but those standards can be followed through a construction permit.
Best says that development of the property in a strict application of the code would result in real difficulties and substantial hardship. The exception would allow the applicant to develop the property in a reasonable manner with no deterrent to the public welfare and interest of the city and surrounding area. According to the resolution, an engineering analysis will be required before the city will accept the roads for maintenance. A piece of legislation became law without the governor's signature earlier this month. House Bill 184 codifies the Alaska Tribal Child Welfare Compact, which began under the Walker administration. It was created to address and improve inequities in the state's child welfare system. Representative Tiffany Zolkowski of Bethel told the House floor last year on this legislation.
House Bill 184 is a two-sentence bill that essentially looks to cement into state law, providing a firm anchor for an agreement between the state and tribes that has been ongoing and in effect for 5 years.
In addressing concerns from her fellow colleague, Representative Zolkowski said,
"There's a lot of good work, Madam Speaker, when we talk about systemic innovation and how do we improve the state services and programs that are offered throughout Alaska. I believe that the government closest to the people serves the people best. In this particular situation, we're talking about child welfare and cementing the support and work that's ongoing from tribes with partnership with the state into state law. And the advantage there is not having to start over and reset with every administration or under any executive initiative. This was an initiative that began under the Walker administration, that continues under the Dunleavy administration, that the director of Office of Children's Services indicated intends to be continued."
The compact gained national recognition as a model for other states and emboldened those participating to provide quality children and family services as close to home as possible. This law allows the state and tribes to continue providing services to families across the state when administrations change. Audio courtesy of KTOO 360 TV.
This has been This Week on the Kenai on the One KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.